Okay, so welcome to a very abridged version of the beginning of living ligaments. So I'm going to be focusing on the suspensory ligament, which there's suspensory ligaments all over the body. So this one is the ovarian suspensory ligament. And the ovarian suspensory ligament, and I've got all sorts of things you'll get online. So don't worry, we're here to do the hands-on bit. We're not doing all of living ligaments one, we're doing the bit that I think is most important, which is how can we get the uterus to end up where she should have always been. Now, if I say uterus, I'm meaning prostate as well. So that means that we have to remember that the normal positioning of a uterus is like that, not like this as in the textbook, but like this.
However, she can fall down and across and over there,
and then we're going to have all sorts of pressure and heaviness, and as she expands for a period, it's going to be the right mess. And there might be cystitis with no infection. There might be all sorts of things going on as the uterus fills up. And also there might be all of the Bartholin cysts and all sorts of things are more likely to happen because there's a restriction of flow. So the whole point here is we've got five things that should be flowing. Shuwal, which from a vago point of view is sort of like Shen, but not really. Qi, nerves, blood, and lymph. And so, you'll get all of this. This is more of a just listen. And I've got it recorded. So when I have it recorded, that means that I go through it in real time and I throw everything that I said I was going to do in there so nobody has to give me a list. Oh, Heather, you forgot that. So we've got the five systems of flow which are only going to work
if everything's in the right position.
Everything can get out of the right position very easily. The uterus can also tip over and then go off in funny angles. It can also tip over and fall down, and then we've got different degrees of prolapse. It can also come over the back there and be retroverted and come over the side there or there. Now, of course, we've got ovary tube. Most upset because now flows can't flow, even more so because there's a physical obstruction. So what we're going to be doing today is undoing some of that without going raunch wreck. We're just going to do it very gently because this is the gentle mode. So here's my eggs and my palms, here's my tubes which are my arms, and they are embedded in the broad ligament and stuck around behind doesn't suit them. So that means that anything in acupuncture pertaining to the liver energy, think ligaments not happy. And only 5% of the blood at any one time in the body is going through the ligaments on a good day. So if she's not drunk enough water, I'm going to talk she, even though we've got to deal with the, pretend males are exactly the same. If she's not drunk enough water, her fascia is not going to be working properly. And if there's not enough magnesium, well, then we've got stuck liver qi and stuck liver blood. We might be taking some supplement or other, so what? Everything else in life is messing around with it. So if we then do a quick mud map of how we make hormones, we've got fat and vitamin D, along with B and C, zinc and magnesium, they go to make pregnenolone, which then is the mother hormone, which then makes DHEA, activated on by progesterone, to form the metabolic, you don't need to write it down, I'm going to give you a lovely little diagram, and reproductive. So there we have, way down here, doctors go, oh, shall we take that test? Like, why bother? You haven't got the ingredients. Or you might be throwing them at yourself, but you can't access them because of all of the pesticides and everything that's in your body. So that makes it interesting when you start working on people, because anything can happen. So that's the two words that are most important, is it depends. And because this is under what I call the gentling way, you might only do one thing and stop right there. So whilst I will give you a protocol, it doesn't mean you're going to do it all. Okay, now the protocol is coming from what I did for E-Lotus the other day, and that's got the accident recall and the clearing yourself and all of that, which we are going to do as pre-work before we start on anything else. But beyond that, we've got shock and trauma stored in the body, and beyond that we've got the cold, and when the cold's in there, nothing's going to work because the chi can't. And the woman I saw last night, her belly was quite warm and her bum was quite warm too, but I knew that she couldn't have mastitis and have the sore throat and all the rest of it if she didn't have a disruption of her yang energy. We then go and have a think, what does the yang energy do? Well, you know, we've got the five things it does. We've got the circulation, we've got the digestion, otherwise known as transportation and transformation. We've got holding everything in place, we've got protection, and we've got warming. Well, that's actually loosely the thyroid function. And it's not happy. where's your iodine? Ah, with dramas, with everything. So now we've got damp and we've got phlegm and it's all mucked up. And so to try and unmuck it up, we're going to have to undo it the way the body is going to accept it. So you're going to get a whole bunch of handouts, one of which is called Reiki and Armour Band. So you just have to take it as read. That the body tries to protect itself by armoring and holding stuck. And you can often feel this. So when you're working with massage, for example, you can feel this. And so when we're doing anything, if we go wrench, graunch, the body's going to go, and it's going to hang on to it. Plus, other stuff will happen. And as you start melting into it, sometimes there's got to be a river of tears because that's what's being held in place. So the gentling way is a very respectful way of doing things, with or without needles. Now, I usually use needles, and I've usually got a steamer going, and I've usually got the kapal, and at this point I'm going to hand around. Don't take very much because you don't need much, just a tiny bit. Goes on the back of your neck, have a smell, and that's going to help everything clear, and you want to feel another clearance. So the reason I'm doing this with you is to, for you to feel that actually you need all of these. You need all these tools, even if it's only for you. Because you're going to be exposing yourself to all sorts of stuff. Now when I do the Mercier moves, my hands are straight down, touching the uterus and getting anything out of the way. I'm a conduit for everything. If I'm not clear, oh dear. Thank you. And if I've got anything that's going to resonate with what's going on with them, well, oh dear again. Okay, so we need to, clarity is our middle name. And so anything we can do to sort out those. Is anybody not warm enough? I've got another blanket here. Seriously?
I'm cold. I just turned the heat on because my hair is still wet. So.
Look here. Yeah,
I'm good.
I'll
take it.
Okay. So getting back to the essential issue. If we don't have our flows flowing, we're going to be in trouble. Because we need all the physical stuff going on, but we also need all the energy stuff going on. And if our structure's not the right place, it can't work. So then we look at the pelvis. I've got a female one here, but there's our the spines of our sacrum. And later on, we're going to be feeling these spines all the time on people. Not these ones, these ones. And we're going to be feeling here, where the suspensory ligament is going to be attaching around about bladder 23. So that explains to me how come I had everybody getting better, because I just knew, we've been quite clear, that I needed to put needle moxa on everybody's bladder 23s, and anything in the sacrum that hurt or I didn't like the feel of, I'd whack a needle in and put a whole lot of moxa through. So that was just my, this is my usual acupuncture. Before I did any of this work, it was a case of stick them on the ground. I mean, you know, there they are, face down, shut them up. Do the rolfing thing up and down their body really gently, throw all that away. By then, we've worked out what's going on and they feel attuned to me, oxytocin's flowing, all of that. I've cut it down to the stuck liver chi and get stuck into the two chakras, the heart and the sacral. So then after that, what we have is calm them down. This is before I started doing, this is a historical run through how Heather was working. Now I'm likely to start pulling out the cold or sorting out the shock, the bouncy bouncies, or maybe doing the thread moxa for the anxiety. Anyway, now we've got second run of yin bladder points. So little and you can hardly see them. And this is not Wolseley's, you know, get rid of the angry dragons, perverse energies, whatever he's calling himself. Look, this is Dr. Van Buren. Studied before Jack Worsley. I mean, really, there was two schools in the UK, and we've got one lot with better marketing than the other lot, that's all. Anyway, and I've probably put in bladder 17 and bladder 11, because everybody gets that when I'm treating them. And there we go. I'm no longer using moxa. I haven't done this for ages, but the moxa on the bladder 23 and down here on the sacrum and calming them down, as well as me doing my handwork beforehand, would have meant that all of their ligaments would have just sprang back to where they should have been.
Moxa, direct moxa?
Moxa on the needle. Punt moxa on the needle. That's the only place, the only way I think it works. Anyway, so after that, When I started doing the Avago stuff, I just remembered a whole lot of stuff that I had been doing 30 or 40 years ago. And so I went into doing that as well. I was with Kiko one time when she was in Houston doing something on whiplash. I thought, oh, no wonder everybody doesn't have whiplash when they've seen me. Moxa on the needle. Because when you're having a whiplash, you're being stuck around like that. You see, you're not doing that. That's a whiplash. You've actually got a torsion problem. And a torsion problem happens here, and so your suspensory ligament is now in a right mess, particularly if you're pregnant or about to have a period, but for anybody. And so the whiplash is actually... So nobody's fixing that. Well, I never had a problem with anybody's whiplash because that's where I always went. It's always easy to fix, you know. If we have some structural stuff at the end, fine, I'll sort that out. Now, sacrum in a woman has got a hinge on it, which is
open.
Can
I show you my pelvis? Like, I have a skeleton pelvis. Can you show me where that is?
Later, when we get to
okay.
It. Because I don't know where exactly it is, but I'm just going there because on my soft one, it's easier to do it just there. Okay, so wherever it is, between whichever thing, and it's a fact. So, you know, like, we could just look it up. Probably look at netters, because the Avago people only look at netters for a reason. Anyway, whenever we fall down, including me, about 5 or 6 years ago, when I fell with all of my weight on here, on a floor like this, actually had less sponge on it than this, I didn't break my hip, but I broke my sacrum again. I also dove this into here, which is unfortunate, because it's already stiff. And I also ended up with a great big hole that you could see, which is no longer there. So I obviously have healed myself. So obviously something went right. Did all sorts of interesting things. Anyway, I'd already broken my sacrum at least 3 times before that. So that was just the latest one. Now, even though the hinge has been calcified, that's the point of least resistance. Now, I suspect because I've been using so much magnesium on people for so long and because I've been dousing myself in vitamin D, I don't break because I've managed to fall on that hip twice before and after. So what? With all my weight, once from quite a height onto a tile floor. So I'm obviously looked after. So what I'm saying though is that young girls who might come in who've got growing pains, which they shouldn't have, it's lack of mineral absorption, quite often it's a sacral thing. So we're going to investigate everybody's sacrums when we go down. So when we don't have the right circulation coming into here, we're in trouble, separate to the fact that we might have had all sorts of funny connections go on, including breaking coccyx, which I've managed to do a couple of times. So then it's going to be set strangely. So then our chi coming down through our uterus prostate and coming out onto the perineum, coming up and coming up as the 8 extras. Now, the CV doesn't just come up here, it goes up the back as well. The GV comes up here, the chung comes up, both of them as well. So there's branches going in all directions. So that's going to be messed up. And so we're not going to have our jing irrigating the body as well as it should. The nerve supply is not going to be doing what it should. If we get a slight twist on, it's all got to go around corners. It doesn't like that. The lymph is going to be really pissed off. And that's why everybody likes my little wee jiggle jiggles. Because it's helping to get things moving. Do you have any questions so far? It all comes down to structure. Because the structure is housing us. So when we're looking at what I normally write on the board, we've got on the extreme your right, the physical, on the extreme your left, the etheric, the vibrational, whatever. So if we change things that are happening here, this has got different instructions and it will get rid of what was going on. Now, I would have thought that would have been acupuncture 101. We move over this way. We don't worry about what the Western diagnosis is or even what trauma we might think the person's going through. They've got a soul script for having even shown up at our clinic. So what we need to do is go, right, I must have the tools, otherwise they wouldn't have come. I must have to move something in order to undo what we have shared, maybe in the same soul group at another time, whatever. But if we can get rid of the thing called judgment, we'd be going really well. So we've got the bottom circle, which is the biological. We've got the middle circle, which is the personality cage, it's the bit that thinks it's a person, and we've got the other bit up there, which is a big question mark for some people. So some of us are very directed and know what we are doing on the planet. Others have got no clue and they're ambling around collecting things, debts and accumulations and ex-lovers and heaven knows what. And some of us are busy. Okay, so it's not that they're not busy, and I'm not judging. I'm saying, look, there's a bit of clutter going on, and all of us need to undo clutter. The clearer we are, the more you're likely to understand the vibration of what you're being transmitted. So that means that what has to happen is whatever you feel as though the bitch just said that, stamp foot, the bitch didn't, you heard. And it triggered something in you, and away we go. So we're not going to do the personalising thing because it's a waste of time. So what we need to realise is we need to do the same with our patients and point out that we're not trying to have a go at them. All we're doing is we can see something that needs fixing and we've been drawn to it and we don't know why. We're asking that question, saying that thing, going there, whatever. And so to do this in a sense of gratitude is always a good idea. So now we move on to what the liver energy does. Malign again. On the extreme medical, we've got the liver organ. It's also helping to move the blood and everything else in the body, including the poo. And because it's dealing with the blood with a big B, that means the ligaments. Yes, that's right, it controls the ligaments. And also the tiny little muscles, and that's how come we've got the vision thing going on. And whether or not we've got insight, and whether or not we can connect, and whether or not everything's flowing in our body, in our lives, it's all our liver energy. So if we want to get bound up by what our personality thinks is a bad idea, whereas the rest of us are just going for it, well then there's a problem, because the bad idea part is stuck in a Reichian armor band if we can't do this because last time that happened and blah blah blah. And so to undo the story is what's part of the self-discovery package, which I've put together for later. So in order to look at quickly at the structure, the best thing to do is to go and feel everybody's bodies. And because you actually need to learn by experience with me, you know, yeah, you can write, that's a waste of time. You know, you're putting it through lots and lots of filters. So I've worked out the easiest thing to do is to, whether we're going to actually listen to this again or whether it's just heaven knows. In real time, she's going to give you this, 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 and this, and then there you go, there's the notes. And yes, I do have a manual, but it's for the whole thing. And all I'm wanting to do in this 3 hours is to hone into getting the uterus where she should be. If the uterus is where she should be, and Kwang, you didn't get the notes today. Everybody who is with my thing, I gave you something to look at that's on Maya Healing, which is .com.au, which is one of my sites. And that is the information that we use in self-care teaching. And you need to go to something called alignmentmonkey.com, and Barbara Lomas, don't have to write it down, I'll give it to you, has got a really amazing womb care free ebook. And she, as a self-care Avago teacher, has done a brilliant job of that. And so I don't need to do it because she's done it. I've done another one called Honouring Our Bleeding. So I've got heaps of resources, and it's a matter of, you know, you stick here and then bang, you just get, as Kwan can attest, you can't keep up probably.
With all the information you have.
Yeah. And I just get this bright idea at 2 in the morning and I send it out to everybody. So we don't have a minder. It's you know, there's no filter. Okay, so I'm going to turn off the recording. And so then there's a little question about me doing my funny little position. The uterus really is...
like
that. Tapped in. And the ovaries really are up there.
Behind.
Yeah, behind, because it's three dimensions. And, you know, I've got all of the stuff that you'll get with this, that you can see it. And I've got beautiful animations I've found online, because I teach this stuff. So that means that when you're thinking of uterus, it is moving all the time. And as an organ, it's supposed to be squishing on top, over the top of everything. And adhesions hold them stuck, so the whole lot goes as a block. So I can tell you that people get more and more hooked over because of the adhesions, which is what we were undoing with you. And so, you know, you feel a lot more free, don't you? Because the body's grabbing hold of. Now, when we have a cesarean, they take... Have you seen the cesarean? Mm-hmm. They took the uterus out? Yeah. They take the uterus out, and then they stitch it up, and they put it back in because the ligaments... Exactly.
It's horrifying to watch.
Yeah, well, I've had one, and I'm glad I didn't know. But the point is, I'm sure everything goes, it's mine! And grabs hold of it. And there's adhesive going everywhere. So what we need to be aware of is that people, even if they've just been hit, you know, like they've fallen down in gym, they've attacked themselves with the gym horse, or somebody's bashed them with something that they didn't mean to, or they did, or whatever. We're going to have adhesions because the body's going to try and hold itself together, take a deep breath in. Living better? It's a yes or no.
I can breathe.
It's a yes or no,
yes.
Right? If it isn't, then we do something else. Okay, that's just Ding Chuan. So what we need to be thinking about when we're bringing in anybody's body is, even if they haven't had any surgery, and it could have just been just that tiny little thing called a laparoscopy, or heaven forbid they've had a navel ring, that navel ring, why don't we all just mess up our lymphatic system when we're women? Why not? It's only if it puts it on the bottom, it wouldn't matter. Because that way they end up with you know, their genes in the way, so they do it at the top. So that needs undoing as a scar, because it's sticking everything up as well. But we're not doing scar bridging today. We're doing this other thing. Yeah, well, we're clearing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this other thing called being aware that everybody's probably got adhesions. And so what you're going to be doing is clearing out the Reiki and other bands that the adhesions are probably trying to help by holding all together. Now, if somebody's been raped or somebody's had all sorts of surgical conniptions, that means that their body is not possibly going to be too happy with you playing with it. So that's why I'm calling it the gentling way. And so the gentling way is, you're not forcing anything. You know, and the jiggle, you can hardly see anybody's hand moving when they're doing it, but it feels amazing. And I've done that because the other way doesn't seem to work much. Right. So moving right along, when we're looking at the patient in the body, I just today finally got the thing we're doing on your scar. So Quang's got a scar between here and here. And so it's really wonderful when I can find somebody that I can actually do work on. And we've got somebody with a camera. I can see part of what's happening. So what we're going to be doing is going to just think it'd be good if I had a full bladder. I've got a really good teaching body, and I can show you what we think shouldn't be. We're going to start doing the palpation thing, but in answer to the question, yes, the uterus really is not sitting right there like that in a textbook, ever. And I've called this living ligaments, because we're not dealing with cadavers. We've got chi and lymph and blood flowing. And because it's flowing, it moves all the time. And you know, that whole area there has just been discovered to be called an interstitium in city people. It's not there when you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of lymph. And then you've got the cisterna chyli there, and you've got the left duct of the thoracic. You've got all sorts of things going on there. And that there is all part of our damp, not flowing